Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Frank and Kim Spillers, and we've got a couple of different things that we want to visit about, but important dates. And listen up for these dates. And we're going to start with the first date coming up, April 2nd. Frank, what's happening?
April 2nd, Monday night from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the Atlantic Public Library. We're doing our final community conversation in a series of six that we've had since last fall. And this topic, the topic that we're going to be talking about this time, is an important topic. It's about food insecurity in Cass County.
Now, what does that mean? Food insecurity. My mind starts going a lot of different directions. What does that mean, Frank?
That means a lot of families in Cass County, and by a lot, I can't put a number on that, but we know they're out there. Worry about where their next meal is coming from. If you look at some of the students at school, they'll have their food, their school lunch. Sometimes that's their only good meal of the day. And then they go from Friday to Monday, really in the weekend, and they don't have a good meal. So we have some students out there, we have some families out there that are questioning where their next meal is going to come from.
And I think In my experience, and I did a project and interviewed some folks, that doesn't mean that's all the time. It doesn't mean that they're always hungry. For some families, that may be true. But there are other families, like you say, it's like, okay, I'm okay today. Maybe I'm okay this week. But what happens next?
It's that what if.
Yes.
And it's always on people's minds. And this creates a very high stress situation. And when you have that type of stress in your family, it creates relationship problems. And it creates all sorts of problems. You look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If I'm going to get psychological here, the very basic needs of a family is food, shelter, and clothing. If any of those needs aren't met, you can't go up the hierarchy, and you have to meet those needs. Food insecurity is one of those needs.
And you know, here we are in Cass County, we see things sprouting up, things are growing. We've had some fresh things growing in Cass County already. So why are people hungry?
Well, we grow a lot of stuff. Here in Cass County, we're in the middle of farm country, and we grow a lot of what we think is food, but it's not edible food. It's not food. So there are the wages that people are getting might not, you know, carry them over. We have many people that are working two and three jobs just to pay the rent. And many times people have to look at their bills and say, what am I going to pay this month, and what am I going to forego? And sometimes that is a meal.
Another thing that enters in that, again, most of us don't think about is transportation. Because, you know, somebody say, well, there's the food pantry and there's this food and there you can go get food here. But go get is the term, because not everybody has transportation.
That's right. And the access, how do we get access to it? And then also sometimes we're in the Midwest, we're Iowans, and in the Midwest, there's a pride factor too. It's embarrassing for a lot of people, or for some people, to have to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And that is, can we help open up those doors to where people save face, so to speak, on there? Because, you know, we've all been there. Something has happened within our lives that we have to face, and it's embarrassing to have to admit that we need help.
Yep. It's and you know, as you say, it may not be food, but some other kind of thing. And I guess I'll just do a personal example here. You know, when I, every once in a while, I'll take a flight and somebody nice offers to put a bag up above, and I used to say, no, I can do that. Now I go, thank you. I mean, really, it makes them feel good too. So the road goes both ways, whether it's food or something else. So yes, it's at the library, and everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. 5:30 to 8 at the library in the community room downstairs. And you know, about people wanting to help. It's if you ask for help, you are allowing somebody else to feel good to help you. So if you look at it that way, we all need to reach out and maybe ask for some help on certain things and give other people a blessing.
You bet. So we'll come back and visit with that a minute. But there's another important date. Actually, a lot of things are happening on April 7th. But here's a last chance. Kim, tell us about that.
Well, we do have the Legislative Coffee on Saturday, April 7th. It's from 1 to 2 o'clock in Marnie at the Community Center. Marnie's always such a welcoming town. We love to go there. And what I want to be sure people understand is that this is a different time. This is 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's different than the previous two coffees that have been held in the morning this session.
But same representative, same people going to be there to visit with.
Yes, Senator Tom Shipley and Representative Tom Moore should both be present. I haven't heard differently, so I assume that they will both be there to talk about what's happening in our Iowa legislature at the Capitol in Des Moines.
And things are kind of winding down. I mean, there are some things that we've heard about that, well, that's not going to happen this year because, you know, it hasn't gone through the right process. But there are some other things I think that are being pushed through. And I'm sure that's one of the things they're going to be talking about.
Well, I know that there are local issues like relocating the DOT from Atlantic to Council Bluffs. I know that's on people's minds because I hear about it. Mm-hmm. So, sure, absolutely. You know, community development, just tagging on to the Monday night conversation on food security. Well, that's part of community health. It's our mental health. It's our physical health. It's how do we see our community and how do we take care of each other and be a full, healthy community. So the legislative piece is actually one portion of that because everything is tied together.
You bet. And just this morning, I was hearing, you know, the budget has been whacked. And so people who thought, not people, institutions who thought they were going to have a certain amount of money have to give them all back. And that not includes Iowa State University and University of Iowa. Also, social services cuts in the last 3 months of the year. So if you're concerned about that, not that it'll affect this year, but maybe some things they're thinking about for next year. You got to get your 2 cents in.
Well, you do. And I'm going to make a plug for something that has been near and dear to Frank and I for years. Iowa needs people. Cass County needs people. We need to talk about how do we bring people to live in our state so that instead of looking at shortages, we're looking at growth. Des Moines doing well because they're marketing themselves well. Des Moines has lots of attributes. We're bleeding out, and that is something that we continue to say, let's work on this so that our legislature has more funds with which to work. We have healthier people. We have more food systems in place. Everything works together.
And we could market it because Iowa's the best place to live, right?
Absolutely.
That's in the latest poll. Iowa is the best place to live. I mean, what better way to market? But it needs to be marketing across the board. So, Kim, again, remind us time and especially time and place.
Okay. For the Legislative Coffee, it's Saturday, March 7th, or March, April 7th. Sorry about
that.
You can't
believe the calendar is turning to April.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. So, Saturday, April 7th. Marnie Community Center from 1 to 2 p.m. Everybody's welcome.
Okay, and I know you have good conversations. And Frank, the other one a little bit sooner coming up. I can't believe this coming Monday is April 2nd.
April 2nd, the Monday after Easter, after April Fool's. So this is not an April Fool's joke. Monday, April 2nd, 5:30 to 8 at the Atlantic Public Library. Conversation, community conversation on food insecurity. One thing I do want to say about the Legislature Coffee is really quick is that because the legislature is in a biennium, that means that in last year, all those bills carried over into this year. And so this year ends everything. So any bill that was carried over that is not talked about this year in this legislative session will be dead and will have to be reintroduced next year as kind of start over. So we go in 2 year cycles on the legislature. So whatever is not covered and passed this year will have to be brought up next year as a new bill if possible.
So that gives a new opportunity for things that you're concerned about to say, you know, it doesn't have to be the way it was in the past. So bring those concerns. And conversation, remember, it's conversation. And I know you and Kim monitor that, so everybody has a chance to speak what they want to say at the community conversation.
Right. Community conversations, we always have a saying is, do you really listen or do you just wait to talk on there? And conversations are, we talk through those issues. We don't just talk about them.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Kim and Frank Spillers, for bringing us up to date on these two events that are coming up. So related to conversation, listen to this one. I know you know what I think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant.